Good afternoon. I am Carolyn Messersmith, Purchasing Manager and the Meeting Facilitator. I would like to call to order this initial Evaluation Committee meeting for Requests for Proposals, PNC 2130015P1, Continuing Consultant Services for Mechanical, Electrical, and Plumbing Engineering for Parks and Recreation Division. The time is 2:33 p.m. on October 8th, 2025. This meeting is being held through Microsoft Teams. Some representatives from the county are physically here in room 430 of the Governmental Center Building East, located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Attendees, please mute your microphones or your devices to limit background noise. This is a public meeting and is being recorded by Broward County. The video recording serves as the official recording of the meeting. Meeting recordings, along with materials reviewed by the Evaluation Committee as part of the evaluation process, will be available on the Purchasing Division website under the RLI RFP repository. This meeting has been publicly noticed. The purpose of the meeting is to determine the responsiveness and responsibility of the proposing vendors. Only those vendors that have been determined by the Evaluation Committee today to be both responsive and responsible to the solicitation requirements and shortlisted may proceed to the final Evaluation Committee meeting for presentations and ranking. At the time of the solicitation's advertising deadline, 2 p.m. on July 29, 2025, 7 proposals were received. Meeting attendance is recorded in the following ways. The Purchasing Division records attendance of county staff physically here in room 430. All virtual attendees, including county staff, use the chat in Microsoft Teams to click on the link or scan the QR code with your mobile device to complete the sign-in sheet. For attendees that cannot access link or the QR code in the Teams chat, email the purchasing agent, Melissa Cuevas, at mecuevas@broward.org with the subject EC meeting attendance, and indicate your name, your title, and the company you represent in the email body. The following are the county's project staff. Tanisha Beecher Bell, Project Manager, Parks and Recreation Division. Melissa Cuevas, Senior Purchasing Agent, Purchasing Division. Ricardo Abraham and Amanda Tolbert, County Attorney's Office. Jeffrey Simmons, Office of the Economic and Small Business Development, and Colleen Ponell from the Risk Management Division. We have a quorum present with the following Evaluation Committee members. Committee members, please say present after your name is called. Mauricio Segal, Construction Project Manager, Parks and Recreation Division.
Present.
Thank you. Brad Terrier, Assistant Director, Highway Construction and Engineering Division, Public Works Department.
Present.
Thank you. Adriana Toro, Assistant Director, Highway and Bridge Maintenance Services, Public Works Department.
Present.
Thank you. Andrew Hippolito, Licensed Engineer, Capital Improvement Division, Aviation Department.
Present.
Thank you. Craig Schuler, Business Manager, Facilities Management Division, Public Works Department.
Present.
Thank you.
My title has changed.
Oh, you're right.
It's now Assistant Director.
Okay.
If that's relevant.
It is relevant, and we'll get it changed for the next meeting.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thanks.
It is the Evaluation Committee's responsibility to review the vendor's submittals to ensure solicitation requirements are met and evaluate the submittals to make a recommendation to award a contract. Each Evaluation Committee member was appointed by the County Administrator to serve on this committee based on their experience. The Evaluation Committee members are responsible for following the county's established committee procedures to select vendors which provide the services that are in the best interest of the county. At the discretion of the board, the evaluation committee members may be requested to substantiate their recommendation and discuss their submittal reviews. The cone of silence has been in effect since this solicitation's advertisement. Vendors are prohibited from discussing this solicitation with the commissioner's office, county staff, or other member of the evaluation committee. The cone of silence terminates when the awarding authority takes action which ends the solicitation. During the cone of silence, inquiries regarding this solicitation should be directed to the project manager or the director of purchasing or his designee. Also, vendors may communicate with representatives from the Office of Economic and Small Business Development at any time regarding the solicitation, small business enterprise, or county business enterprise participation. The summary of vendor rights regarding Broward County competitive solicitations was issued in the solicitation. In accordance with Broward County Procurement Code, each evaluation committee member must affirm that they are free of conflicts of interest as provided in Part 3, Chapter 112, Florida Statutes, and the Broward County Employee Code of Ethics. All evaluation committee members and the project manager assigned submitted the required Broward County disclosure forms and responded that they can be fair and impartial to all vendors. For informational purposes and to serve as notification to the evaluation committee and the public, Broward County will be utilizing a consensus approach to express the overall judgment of the evaluation committee to provide a summarized group consensus evaluation score, which will occur at the final evaluation committee meeting during the scoring portion. The purchasing division will conduct individual follow-up calls with each evaluation committee member within the next week to provide additional information. Additionally, the purchasing division will conduct a call with shortlisted vendors within the next week to provide information. At this time, the purchasing agent will report on the findings of the responsiveness and responsibility and the exceptions taken to the county's terms and conditions.
Thank you. Proposals were received from the following vendors: Covenant Engineering Incorporated, CSA Central Incorporated, Direction 360 Corporation, Drolling PA, Hammond and Associates Incorporated, KPI Engineering LLC, SGM Engineering Incorporated. The solicitation had two responsiveness requirements involving compliance: criminal history screening practices certification and lobbyist registration certification. The Director of Purchasing recommends that all vendors be deemed responsive to all the responsiveness requirements. The solicitation had six areas of responsibility requirements: affiliated entities of the principals, financial information or financial ability, insurance requirements, Florida professional engineer license, litigation history, and Office of Economic and Small Business Development program requirements. Six of these seven vendors provided the required documentation for the evaluation committee's review for responsibility. The following compliance concerns were identified: Covenant Engineering Incorporated did not meet the OESBD goal requirement. Refer to the OESBD goal review memorandum for additional information. The solicitation required vendors to state whether they accept Broward County's terms and conditions, or if they do not accept them, to identify the agreement provisions and vendors' proposed changes. All vendors accepted Broward County's terms and conditions without exceptions. This concludes purchasing remarks and is presented for the consideration of the evaluation committee. Thank you.
The next order of business is to determine vendor responsiveness as defined in the Procurement Code Section 21.40A. Is there any discussion from the evaluation committee regarding the determination of responsiveness? May I have a motion with respect to the responsiveness of the vendor's submittals?
Brad Terrier. Motion to find companies, including Covenant Engineering Incorporated, CSA Central Incorporated, Direction 360 Corp, Rural MPA, Hammond and Associates, Inc., API Engineering, LLC, SGM Engineering, Inc., responsive.
May I have a second?
Adriana Toro, second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. The next order of business is to determine the responsibility of the vendors as defined in the Procurement Code Section 21.40B. Is there any discussion from the evaluation committee regarding responsibility of the vendors? Hearing none, may I have a motion with respect to the responsibility of the vendors?
This is Andrew Hippolito. I move to find Covenant Engineering not responsible, and I move to find CSA Central Inc.
So we have to do one motion at a time. So to do the non-responsible, let's do that vendor first.
Sure. So Andrew Hippolito, I move to find Covenant Engineering Incorporated not responsible.
To the solicitation requirements?
To the solicitation requirements.
Okay. May I have a second?
Craig Schuler, second motion.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Now may I have a motion for responsibility? It would be responsibility of the remaining firms.
Andrew Hippolito, I move to find the remaining firms CSA Central Inc., Direction 360 Corp., Drolim PA, Hammond Associates Inc., KPI Engineering LLC, and SGM Engineering Inc., responsible to the proposal requirements, the solicitation requirements, excuse me.
All six of them? Okay. We have a second?
Second. Adriana Torres, second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. The next order of business is to determine the vendors that were found to be both responsive and responsible. May I have a motion with respect to the vendors determined to be both responsive and responsible?
Craig Schuler. I'd like to make a motion to find the following vendors as both responsive and responsible to the solicitation's requirements. CSA Central Inc., Direction 360 Corp., Drolim PA, Hammond and Associates Inc., KPI Engineering LLC, and SGM Engineering, Inc.
May I have a second?
Brad Terrier, second the motion.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. The Director of Purchasing recommends shortlisting in accordance with the Procurement Code Section 21.42. The Evaluation Committee may, number one, shortlist vendors and then score or rank only the shortlisted vendors, or two, score and rank only all responses. In addition, Procurement Code Section 21.44, Procedures for CCNA Services, state that the Evaluation Committee shall establish a short list of vendors for further consideration of award of the solicitation, unless the Director of Purchasing determines that shortlisting would not be in the best interest of the county. Finally, in accordance with Florida Statute for Consultants Competitive Negotiation Act, there shall be no fewer than three responsible vendors evaluated. However, the Evaluation Committee determines the final number of vendors to shortlist. Shortlisting is based on the Evaluation Committee's evaluation of the vendor's entire submittals, including responses to the evaluation criteria. Is there any discussion regarding shortlisting of the vendors? Okay, hearing none, may I have a motion with regards to shortlisting of the vendors?
Brad Terrier, I'd like to make a motion to shortlist to three vendors to move forward to the final evaluation committee meeting for presentations and ranking.
May I have a second?
Adriana Toro, second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. The Evaluation Committee will now shortlist the vendors. The Evaluation Committee members will be emailed a ballot link to select the vendors they wish to shortlist. The number of vendors to shortlist is three. Once all committee members submit their shortlist ballots to purchasing, I will briefly recess the meeting to allow purchasing time to tally the ballots. When purchasing notifies me that they have completed their tally, I will reconvene the meeting and purchasing will read the shortlisting results. Are there any questions? Okay, you are currently being emailed the ballots.
A paper option for Ms. Story.
I can't hear you unless you turn on your mic. I'm sorry.
The form's not currently working. It says the form is currently not accepting responses.
I get the same.
Same here.
Is it working now?
Now it's working.
Okay. Have all the EC members been able to do the ballot, complete the ballot? Thank you. EC members are still completing their ballots. Once we receive all the ballots, we will then take a brief recess. The shortlist ballots have been submitted, and we will now take a short recess. The time is 3:03 p.m. We are now in recess. Thank you. I would like to reconvene this meeting. The time is now 3:08 p.m. Purchasing, will you announce the results?
The shortlisted vendors are as follows. CSA Central Incorporated, Hammond and Associates Incorporated, and SGM Engineering Incorporated.
May I have a motion to accept the named vendors as those shortlisted?
Brad Terrier, I'd like to make a motion to accept the named vendors to proceed to final evaluation and ranking.
May I have a second?
Andrew Hippolito, I second that motion.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. The final evaluation committee meeting will be held on Thursday, October 30th, 2025 at 9:30 a.m. and will include vendor presentations. Evaluation committee members and project manager, are there any topics or questions you would like the vendors to specifically address during their presentations?
Yes, Tanisha Beecher Bell. Please explain in your presentations how you intend to use your CBE subconsultants to achieve the CBE goals, especially given that this contract does not include architectural, structural, and civil services. Thank you.
Thank you. Evaluation committee member? Does anyone have any questions that they'd like? Okay.
Yeah. Couple of questions from.
Sure. You might want to bring the mic a little closer.
Okay. Better?
Better. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you. I would like that the presentation, that the vendors highlight in the presentation their experience with their MEP technical experience and capability, especially on similar type projects, and also their ability to work on multiple projects with multiple project managers. Thank okay. you.
Thank you.
Brad Terrier, in addition to what Tanisha and Adriana mentioned, we'd like to make sure that the companies have their entire team present should we have any questions for certain team members. Also, preferable that the project manager or the manager of the engineering services agreement will make the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
This is Andrew Hippolito. I would like the presenters to highlight which staff with their company are local and will be specifically involved with this agreement.
Thank you. The evaluation committee establishes the presentation length. This does not include the unlimited question and answer periods. Is there any discussion regarding the presentation length? Hearing none, may I have a motion to set the presentation length?
I motion to set the presentation length at 15 minutes.
Okay. May I have a second?
Adriana Torta, second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. As established, each vendor will have 15 minutes for their presentation, followed by an unlimited question and answer period. All vendors will have up to 5 minutes to set up for their presentation in the team's meeting. At this time, the purchasing agent will use a random list generator to determine the presentation's order, which can be viewed on the screen.
The order for vendor presentation is as follows. First presenter will be SGM Engineering, second, CSA Central, and the third presenter will be Hammond and Associates.
Committee members, is there any other business that needs to be discussed today? We would like to thank all the vendors that responded to this solicitation. We appreciate your time and interest in working with Broward County. The time is 3:14 p.m. This initial evaluation committee is adjourned. Thank you all.